Okay, today's daf is daf pei. We are like on the last three words in Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Apologies for the voice or lack thereof. So the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that's talking about the shiurim when it comes to foods. And they're going to mention the distinction between the regular shiur achila, which is a kazayis, and the shiur achila on Yom Kippur, which we said is a kaseves gasa. Okay, so Tanya, learning a brisa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, kol hashiurin, all of the shiurim of foods, kulon b'kazayis, all of them are a kazayis. In order to be considered a food, eating or whatever, it's a kazayis. Chutz, except for the shiur mi tumas ochalin, the shiur for tumas ochalin, right? The shiur for something to become tamei. Machlokas Rashi Tosos, whether that only means the item becoming tamei, or how large the item could be to transfer tuma as well. But the shiur of tumas ochalin is not a kazayis. We'll see what it is. Shashina hakasa b'mashma'an. Because the Torah, when it writes the by the inyan of Tumas Ochlin, the language is a little different. It doesn't use typical language of Achila. The Shinu Chachamim v'Shiuran, because the Torah changes the language, the Gabe, the eating language, so the Chachamim took that as a cue and they changed the Shir, which typically would be a Kazayas, but over here actually we'll see it's a Kibetza. You know, anything less than a Kibetza is not Mekabel. Can't be mitama other things. The Raya davar, and the Rebbe continues, there's a Raya that when the Torah changes the language, the Shir of Achila changes as well. The Raya davar Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is the Raya. That if you change the language, you change the Shir. So the Gemara says, my Shina kasev mashma o. So what's the Raya by Yom Kippur? My Shina kasev mashma o. Me, because the Pasuk says, Kikol nefesh lo sa'ane. It doesn't say lo tzolchel, it says lo sa'ane, inoy. Right, my shinu hacham b'shiras. So, what's the change by Yom Kippur? The change is that we've seen kukseves. It's not a kazai; it's a kukseves. That's the shir of achila. So, Gemara says, okay, wait a second. So, the pasuk itself, we can see why do we need to bring a raya from Yom Kippur if the pasuk itself by Tumas Ochlin has a shinu kasev? What do you need the raya for? So, umay raya ledavar Yom Kippurim. Why do I have to bring a raya from Yom Kippur? Because the pasuk over there by the pasuk by Tumas Ochlin says, "Kol asher besochel yitma mikol ochel asher yeachel." So it could have simply said mikol ochel. Why does it say asher yeachel? Asher yeachel already to change the language. So why do I need a raya from Kippur? From the pasuk itself, I see that it's different. So where it says, "My raya ledavar yom kippurim," dimi hasam had it just been from over there from Tumas Ochlin, havamina ochel de krahu. I thought that's just the way, right? Ochel asher toachel. That's the lashon hakara. Like you say, kol mash asher yishta. That may just be the way that the pasuk is written. So comes Yom Kippur to show that no, just by Yom Kippur, when you change the language, you change the shir. So too by Tumas Ochlin, when you change the language, you change the shir. Right? Rashi says, "Imei hasam." Right? Imei hasam. Look at the Rashi. It says, "Midashina kasev betuma have a mina ein sham shino kasev." You would think that may not be a change to arche hu lemichta mikol ochel asher yochel. Right? You think that's just a typical way of writing the pasuk. He heichad exiv gabi mashka asher yishta. Same way, right by a drink, it says asher yishta. Kamash malon yom kippurim. So comes Yom Kippur to show us to hasav vada shina kasev mashma o. There, it's for sure they changed the language. So shino echacham b'shiron. So they come and change the shir from kazayis to koseves. So it proves that the change by tuma is not only because it's orcha dekra; it's a real change, and therefore asher yechal shinu mashmo chashivlu. Asher yechal is considered a shinu in the pasuk, and therefore you can change the shir from a kazayis to a kibetza. The Gemara then says, okay, so tumas ochlin, the tuma of the ochlin is kibetza. That's what we know. Minolan. Where do we know that from? How do we know it's a shir of a kibetza? So Gemara says, basis is more than kazayis, right? Kosevus made a machlokas, but it's more or less. That was yesterday. So Amar Rabbi more than less than a kibetzu. I think it was more than a kazayis, but was more or less than a kibetzu. We had machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Kra. Again, the pasuk says by Ochlin that this is talking about Ochlin that are in a kli cheres that a sheretz falls into it. It says Kol Asher Besochu Yitma. It says Mikola Ochel Asher Yechel Asher Yavola Mayim Yitma. So it could have simply said Mikola Ochel Asher Yavola Mayim Yitma. Why does it say Mikola Ochel Asher Yechel? So it says Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel. It has to be a food item that comes from another food item. Ochel asher teachel. That's the drasha. Ochel asher teachel. So therefore, and what item, food item comes from another food item? The ezezeh, beit tanagolas. That's an egg. So Gemara says, wait a second. The emar gadi. Say it's the size of a gadi. Why? Because that also was born. It's ochel from an ochel, right? So the Gemara says, no. Because when the gadi comes out from the mother, it's not considered ochel ginyan tumah because it's mechusar shchita. It's not food items yet. And the gadi itself is mechusar shchita. It's not mekabel tumah. Calls man that it is not nishchat. So the Gemara says ve'ema. So just say ve'ema ben pakua. So maybe it's a ben pakua. Maybe it came out. You shechted the mother, and this animal came out by itself, and it's not mechusar shchita. So the Gemara says, well, even if it's not mechusar shchita, it's still not considered ochel yet because ton kriya. You still have to get rid of the blood. You have to kill it and drain it. You can't just eat it right away. It's not ready. It's not ready right away, and therefore it's not considered an ochel right away.
Come out, or actually you find it inside.
Either way.
What do you say that it's not shchita?
Either way, what do we have late edition? Okay, we're learning now for Fush Lema for David Yitzchak Ben Esther. What is this? What is this?
Yeah,
right. New phone. Okay, so Gemara says, so why are we saying it's a Beit Tarnagolas? There are plenty of birds that have eggs. Let's make it a bigger size. Ve'ema Beitzas Bar Yochani. Maybe it's the Beitz of a Bar Yochani. I don't know what it is, but it's apparently a Rosh says Ov Gadolu. I don't know how it translates to Bar Yochani. An eagle? Okay.
I don't know.
It's a very large bird.
It's a very large bird. Okay. So Gemara says, because Tafasta maruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. This is where you're going from a big shear. You can grab a big shear, you can grab a little shear, grab the smaller shear, because the smaller shear will include the bigger shear to begin with. So if you grab the bigger shear, you may lose out. Maybe you made a mistake. You grab the bigger shear, something smaller is not included. If you grab the smaller shear, the bigger amount is already included. Because if I'm chayav for the Beis HaTarnagolas, I'm definitely going to be chayav for a Beis Bar Yochani. But if I'm chayav for a Beis Bar Yochani, who says I'm chayav for a Beis HaTarnagolas? Maybe I made a mistake.
Doesn't it sound like it's
arbitrary?
Fasta sounds pretty arbitrary.
No, it's making sure you take this. If you take the smaller shear, you're definitely including the larger shear.
Let's call it dove egg.
What?
Say a dove egg, not a chicken egg, a dove egg.
Is how you know, is a dove egg bigger or smaller?
Smaller.
You sure?
Absolutely.
I have no idea.
Say it's a dove egg.
He wants me to ask that question.
I have no idea. The ema beyasa tziporta. Gemara just asked in the next line. The ema beyasa de tziporta. Maybe it's the egg of another bird that's smaller. The zutar tuvos. And the two ways to read this. A, you can say it's ema. Read it as follows: ema beyasa de tziporta de zutar tuva. That's even smaller. And period. And you're left with the shaila. You're left with the question. Or you can say ema beyasa de tziporta. You say no, the zutar tuva. That is going to be too small. Meaning, once you get below a chicken, the egg is going to even be smaller than a kazayas. And then it becomes too small, and that can't be, because we're saying it's a different sheet. It has to be greater than the kazayas. Or you can read it the first way. Or you can read because kazayas is the minimum shear. Kazayas is the minimum shear.
All we're requiring here is a different shear.
Kazayas is the minimum. Never anything less than a kazayas.
Growers.
Growers for what? For Isra Achila?
Yeah.
Where's there Isra Achila for that? There isn't. There isn't anything less. So that's one way to read it. The other way to read it is to say, anyway, the eighth of the tziporta, the zutar tuva, it's even smaller. It would be smaller than a beitz of tarnagolas. And then you'd have then you're stuck. So the Gemara, and according to that way of reading it, the Gemara doesn't answer. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Bo Didei, Rabbi Bo answers it himself, Amar, Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel, right? It says, Ochel shata ochlo bevas achas. It's a type of food item that you can eat in one shot. That's the most amount, the largest amount you can put in your mouth at once. And shiru chachamim ein beis habliya machazik yosem beis tanagolas. And you can't swallow more than a size of a beis tanagolas. That is the shir. Amar Rav Elazar. So Elazar says haochel chaylev is manazeh. Someone by mistake because b'shogeg eats chaylev, which is aser, is manazeh. So technically, he's chayav, and he realizes it, and whatever prerequisites, requirements are necessary, so he's chayav a karva. But he's b'smanazeh, so what's he supposed to do? So he's supposed to mark it down. But what should he mark down? Should he mark down chayav a karva for eating chaylev? No. He says, tzarech sheyichtov lo shi'ur. He should write how much chalav he ate. 1 ounce, 2 ounces, 3 ounces. He should write the shear. Because Shema Yavo based in Acher, maybe a later based will come, V'yarbe b'shiurin, and will increase the size of a kazayas. Which means, apparently with Zman Hazeh, we use a medium-sized kazayas, as opposed to a larger kazayas. So you have to, right, so you have to write down, you have to write down the amount that you wrote, because maybe you'll be chayev, maybe you go yarbe b'shiurin, I guess it was, I mean, maybe, then you would be chayev a karbon. Rashi says, sorry?
Which chalav can you eat
now and then?
Any, out of what?
Not
around the kidney, but what
time? Whatever the
Issa
chalav is,
whatever we're
talking about. Does it pertain to a karbon, a chalav? No, you're not eating chalav. You're not eating chalav. It's chalav and chuma. You can't eat any chalav.
Right, but what is that?
It depends on, I don't know which fats, which parts of chalav, which parts of chuma, but whatever is defined as chalav, you're not permitted to eat. So he says you have to write the amount that you ate, Shema, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, where the Beis HaMikdash is built, Yavo based in Acher, another based will come, V'yabri b'shi'urin, they'll change the shear. So the Gemara says, okay, what does it mean they'll change the shear? So my yabri b'shi'urin, inema d'mechave karbon ha'kazayis katon, maybe what they'll do is they'll change the shear and they'll say a kazayis is really smaller than what we have now. So therefore, b'zman hazeh, 4 ounces is a kazayis, for hypothetically. But they'll change it and say 3 ounces, and you ate 3.5. So now you'll be chayav to build to bring a karbon. Gemara says that can't be. That can't be why. Atanya, we have a brisa that says, Asher lo se asena bishkaga v'ashem, hashav midiyaso may be karbon ashkagaso, lo shav midiyaso ain may be karbon ashkagaso. The only time you bring a karbon is that had you known it was usher, then you would not have done it. But at the moment now, the shear for the kazayas, what I said, was 4 ounces. And you ate 3.5. So that would have changed. You would have still eaten it because you would have been chayev. Oh, what are you talking about? Why would you have eaten it? It's still chatzis shear. I don't say that Gemara.
You
still have an isser. You're not chayev a karbon, but still usser.
You didn't know at that time.
No, but had you known, the Gemara is saying, had you known, it wouldn't have prevented you from eating it. Of course, you would have prevented you from eating it. Once you knew it was chalav, you would have eaten it because you have an isser chatzis shear. Ah, you're not chayev a karbon. Okay, fine. Just because I'm not chayev a karbon doesn't mean it's mutter. I'm still not allowed to eat it. I don't know if he says anything. At the bottom, but like, what, I don't understand what that means. You know, had I known at the time that the shear was smaller, it would have prevented me. But because you would have known now, because the shear is 4. But I still would have eaten it. If someone told me that's chalav, I would have stopped because it's because
yeah, maybe at 3.5 you wouldn't have had to bring a carbon in the first place.
No, of course you wouldn't. You still don't have to bring a carbon, but just because
not that they range it to 4.
No. Talk about Zman. The only time you had to bring a carbon is had they told you, had you known
that it's going to be 3.5.
Right, but if I had known it was, I wouldn't have known at this point in time because that's happening in the future.
That's why you have.
But even so, what does that mean? It wouldn't have prevented me from eating it. Of course, it prevented you from eating it. Someone tells you you're eating 3.5 ounces of chalav.
We're not saying you ate b'meis.
But had I known what it was. But had I known it's not shoging anymore. It's not shoging anymore once you tell me. Oh, had I known. Had I known it's 3.5. Still, that would have stopped me because I know it's not chayav karva. I'm still up to eat the chalav. So I don't understand that.
Right, you wouldn't eat McDonald's as long as
you have it. Right, you still wouldn't eat it. You still wouldn't eat it. So the Gemara says, Ella delo mechave korban ad ikka kazayis gadol. No, they want to say is that maybe they'll change it the other way. That b'zman hazeh you're chayev at 3, and they're going to change it. They're only chayev at 4. So you write down 3 ounces. Technically, today you think you would be chayev. Come the base to when they build the base of it, say no, because that was too small. So you're not chayev. So the Gemara says, okay. Well, my disciple daita mikara mechave korban a kazayis katon my yav b'shir. It says they're going to increase the size. So according to the first man number, what do you mean they increase the size? They're decreasing the size. The halim was they'll decrease the size, and now you'll be chayev. So what does it mean, yarbe b'shiurin? So Gemara says, shema yarbe b'karbanos machma shiurin. Maybe there'll be an increase in karbanos due to the shiurim. Well, decrease the shiurim, and there'll be an increase in karbanos. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, shiurin, right, the shiurin of ochlin and tumos and all that, the onanshin and punishments, right, like Malkos, Kli of Misa, that's halach l'moshe v'sinai. That's all halacha l'moshe we see now. It's not written. Gemara says, wait a second. Onashim punishments mitzvah ksive. That's clearly written every time it says what your punishment is. So Gemara says ela hachik amar. I'm not sure what they do with the girsa here. Whether they take out the amar of Yochanan or not. So ela hachik amar of Yochanan shiurin shel onashim halacha l'moshe misinai. The amount that you have to eat in order to be punished for the achila, that is halacha l'moshe misinai. What? That's a good question. I don't know what that means. So I think I saw in the Maris Chayas is that the shiurim, the list of the shiurim, kazayas, kosavas, all those things, the list of the shiurim, what they are, that's halacha l'moshe misinai. And how and where to apply them, that was given to the chachamim to apply. Because it was given to the chachamim to change from one to the next. No, just the shiurim itself. 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inches, where do you apply those? That's what the Maris Chayas says. Based on the same question you have. Ta'ina mihachi, the Bryson that says as follows, shiurin shel onashin, right, the shear that you would eat in order to become punished, halach l'moshe misinai, that is halach l'moshe misinai, acher omrin, but there are others who say no, beis dino shel yabetz tiknum, the beis din of yabetz, who they say is Otniel ben Knaz, who was the first shofet after Yehoshua, his beis din, they established the shiurim. It's not halach l'moshe misinai. They established the shiurim. The Gemara says, how can they establish the shiurim? Right, the Navi can't create new halachas. What does that mean? So Ella Shechachum the Chazur Visadum. What happened was they forgot. The Medrash says that during the times of the Velus of Moshe Rabbeinu, they forgot a bunch of halachas, and through the pilpul of Otniel ben Knaz, they brought them back, and therefore they brought it back to the way it was originally. Right, it's Gemara Tmura Daf Tzayin that says that the 3,000 halachas were forgotten during the Avelus of Moshe, and Otniel ben Knaz was machzer them mipipul. So even according to the Chayrim, the Shiurim are from the halachas that were forgotten, and the basin of Otniel returned them. Right, so according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Yochanan, these halachas were never forgotten. According to this man Amr of the Al-Khairim, they were forgotten. So maybe that goes to your question answer. According to your question as well. According to the Ma'adam, it says they were forgotten and then reformulated. So yet, technically they were halacha l'moshe misinai, but now they were reformulated, so maybe somebody else can change them if they find a new formulation. Maybe you can say that close to over there. Okay. The Mishnah then says, Hashose melo lugmav, the amount to be obligated for punishment for drinking in Yom Kippur is melo lugmav. Pashup Shad is cheeks full. Your cheeks full. Right? That's the amount. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo milo lugav mamush. It's not your entire mouth. Ela kol she'ilu yisal kenil. It's not echad. It's just if you would move the liquid to one side of your mouth, the yireh kim lo lugav. It'll look like that side of your mouth is full. It's only one side. It's one cheek full. Anot na'an milo lugav. But we say milo lugav. It's plural. It's not milo lugav. It's milo lugav. The verse says, Ema. No, what it really means is Kimelo Lugmav. Not exactly, but it's Kimelo Lugmav, which means only apparently. I guess Kimelo Lugmav means only one sheepfold somehow. Okay. So Mesvei, so they're going to ask on Shmuel. The Brisa says, Kama Yishta, how much will a person drink on Yom Kippur via Chayav, in order to be Chayav? Veshami Omrim Revius. He says the Revius. Set Shear. It's not Melo Lugmav. Melo Lugmav is a little subjective. My Melo Lugmav, we'll talk about that soon, is different than somebody else's. But Meshami says, no, it's a revius, which I think is 1.14, 1.25 beitzim. I'm not sure. Oh, Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say Melo Lugmav. They say, no, it's your cheeks full. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishnah Rabbi Lazer, he says the name of Rabbi Lazer, Kimelo Lugmav. And Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer Kidei Gemiya. That's what you can swallow in one shot. But, you know, the halacha usually follows Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, it's Melo Lugmav. The Kimelo Lugmav, which is the one cheek full, that is Rabbi Lazer. So the Mishnah, so we see that Melo Lugmav means two cheekfuls. So Gemara says, Mia Difa Mimas Nisan. Why are you saying that the Brisa is a more of a clear riot to you as opposed to the Mishnah? To Kimna Kadesha Yira, Hachanam Kadesha Yira. It's not a full cheekful, just it looks like one cheek is full. Just like we explained that in our Mishnah, that's how we explain the Brisa. I have a problem with the Brisa, though, because there's another Shita. That's the case. Ihachi, Hain Rebel Yezer. Then Beis Hillel is the same thing as Rebel Yezer. So Gemara says, Ike Minayu, Milo Lugmav Dachuk. It's not, I'm not exactly sure what that means, right? Lo lugo dacha means it's not completely full. It just looks full, but not completely full. According to Rabbi Lezer, that would still be chayiv. According to Beis Hillel, it's not chayiv. I don't know where you get that from. Right, Rashi says, Ika b'nai kama lugo dachuk, b'beis hillel ba'ina k'deshi sakena l'tzad echad v'yirev kama lugo b'reva. It has to be full. Rabbi Lezer kama lugo dachuk. It doesn't have to be full. I don't know where you get that from the language, but they're making a distinction between Rabbi Lezer and Beis Hillel.
Isn't that the Kimali? Isn't that the same thing as Kimali?
Well, we're saying that Beis Hillel and Rabbi Lezer are the same thing, okay. Except that a little different, this difference in the full cheekful or just Kimali. Sort of full cheekful. Okay. Naskifla Rav Oshia. Okay, Rav Oshia then asks the following question. Im Kain, if it is the case that the shear of the Beis Hillel is just one cheekbone, Kamala Lugwav, there's only one side of the mouth, then Havale, the assumption is going to be that one cheekful is more, right? One cheekful is less. One cheekful would be less than a Revius, and then Beis Shammai is going to be Mako. The problem is, this isn't in the list of the plate in Edmus, in the Mishnah in Edmus, this isn't on the list of things that Beis Shammai is more makel on. Where it says, Im Kain, Havale Mikuli Beis Shammai, Mechuri Beis Hillel. And therefore it should be listed. Because Beis Hillel says you need a Malay Lugma, which is a smaller shear. If you drink that smaller shear, you're Chayav on Yom Kippur. And Beis Shammai would have the larger shear of the Revius. So Amalei, if you're ready, ask me. Amalei Rabba, or Rabba, I'm not sure what the Gersa is. Amalei Rabba, the Rabba says, Ki Itchal, when this question was asked in the Beis Medrash, the Og Melech HaBashan Itchal. They were talking about Og Melech HaBashan, or a very large person. Right? The Havale Beis Shammai, the Chumrah. Then Beis Shammai is a Chumrah. Beis Shammai says it's a Revius across the board. Beis Hillel says, no. It's a Melo Lugmav. And Og Melech HaBashan, his cheekful, is much larger than a Revius. Really? That's... Okay. So, Melo Lugmav, so he would be... It's subjective now, apparently. It turns to Melo Lugmav.
He was Jewish, and he was from...
Okay, so the Og Melech HaBashan is just a guy for a really large guy. You know, it's a guy who's really big. That's his cheekful is bigger.
It's subjective.
So the Gemara now asks. So Maskifla, Rabbi Zera, Maishna Achila. Why is Shtia different than Achila? Because when it comes to Achila, the Kol Chav Lechav Beik Kosevis, everyone has the same shear. My Kosevis and your Kosevis are the same thing because it's an objective shear of a Kosevis, right? Well, Maishna Shtia, the Kol Chav Lechav Beik Didei. When it comes to Shtia, we're judging each person individually based on their own cheekful. So Amalei Abaye. So my answer is. There's a difference. Because Kimlu Rabbanan Bikuseves, the Bahaki Meyate Taite, Batsi Mehaki Lo Meyate. The Chachamim decided, they established that a Kuseves is sufficient to remove the Inui when it comes to any individual, but Shtiyah of the Dei Meyate Taite, Bidachavi Lo Meyate Taite. But by Shtiyah, they established that, no, what removes Inui, what is Meyashi Vidas, is only a cheekful. If I drink a smaller cheekful, it's not going to be Miyashiv Das. But Kosevis, that's for everybody. That's across the board. So the Gemara says, Maski Flavor Bizera, the Kol Olam Kulo Kosevis, Ogmel Chazabashan Kosevis, go about the same thing. You tell me that the same Kosevis gets rid of the Inui for someone who's 5'2" and someone who's 7'8"? I mean, it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, it does. It's not a question. Basically, the Gemara is saying is that for that moment, you're satisfied. Not satisfied. You get through the Inui. Depends on how long it lasts. For a bigger person, it doesn't last as long. That's what Gemara says. Amalei Abaye, Kimlu Rabbanan, Debahachi Miyatve Daite, Ubatzer Mehachi Lo Miyatve Daite. It's just Miyashiv Yadas for that amount. But Miyu Kuli Alma Tuva. For everybody in the world, that Miyashiv Yishiv Das is going to last a while. But Og Melech HaBashan, it's Porta. That only lasts for a small amount of time. But even for that small amount of time that he has Yishiv Yadas, that's enough to get rid of the Inui, and that's enough to be chayav you on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, wait a second. Let's continue asking along these lines. Masculine Rabbi Zera. So someone eats a kosevis, a basar shamein. It's a nice, big, fatty piece of meat. That this year is the kosevis. That's a kosevis. Lulave gefanim, but he ate a kosevis of shoots of, like these shoots of vine, I think it is. That's also kosevis. It's not the same satisfaction that we eat from a piece of meat and we eat some, like, grass. I mean, apologies to all the vegetarians and vegans. It's not the same thing when you eat a piece of meat when you eat some salad. It's different. The Gemara says the same thing. You still have that momentary satisfaction about the amount. The difference is how long that lasts. So Amalei Abaye, Kimlu Rabbanan, the Bahakim Yatri Daite, Batsu Hakim Yatri Daite, Miyu Basu Shem and Tuva, Lulu Gafan and Porta. Right, but when you eat the meat, it has a long-lasting effect, but the lulei v'kafanim, the effect is much shorter. So Matzif le'Rava, Rava says as follows. We know that when it comes to all Yisur by Achila, you have to eat, in order, the chazayas that you have to eat is b'chadei Achila's pras, and the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, which the shitas run the gamut from basically from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. Right, if something machmir, you people chow down on Pesach to get it all in. Right, you get your two kazesim in 2 minutes. Some people have 9 minutes, some people have 4 minutes. Whatever the shear is, it's kadei achilas pras. That's the zman. Basically, it's the time you take to eat half of a loaf of bread, which is 4 beitzim. But if it takes you longer from the beginning of your achila to your end of your achila, that's not considered an achila. Right. So if I eat my kazais and matzah in 18 minutes. Because I get confused between the 18 minutes, you didn't do it. You have to do it again because you weren't yotze. You didn't eat katok de achilas pras. So the kazayis always have to be kadei achilas pras. And we know that kadei achilas pras applies to all achilas. You have to eat a kazayis kadei achilas pras when it comes to a kazayis. And now also by Yom Kippur, we're in Sukkoseves, in order to be liable, you have to eat the Kuseves tok kadei achilas pras. So Gemara says, kazayis kadei achilas pras, Kuseves kadei achilas pras, meaning the kashir of a Kuseves is larger than a kashir kazayis. So shouldn't I have more time to eat it? Shouldn't I have more time? So the Gemara answers again, Amalei Abaye, Kivul Rabbanan, Tibahachim Yasvei Daite, Semi Hachalim Yasvei Daite. No, the Gemara says, no, this is the Chum made the shear that eating a Kuseves, Kadei Achilus Pras, is Miyashav Dais. If you have a Kuseves in a longer time than a Kadei Achilus Pras, that's not going to be Miyashav Das, and you will not be obligated, you won't be liable for eating on Yom Kippur. So Maskif Le Rava, so Rava says, the Girsa here says, changes it to Kazayas, right? Takes that Kosevis and says Kazayas. So the Masif Le'Rava, we say the Shurim of a Kazayas is Kadei Achilas Pras. Chatzi Pras Kadei Achilas Pras. Now, there's a different, one of the 18 Kazayas that they made in Masech HaShavos about Tumma, one of the 18 was, is that if you eat, if an individual eats Tamei food, if he eats a Chatzi Pras of Tamei food, which is basically two large eggs, his entire body becomes tameh, but he has to eat that in kadei achilas pras. Well, that's eating a lot in kadei achilas pras. So a kazayis kadei achilas pras, and this chatzi pras that you have to eat is also kadei achilas pras. I mean, that's the short time frame you have. Excuse me. So Amalei Rapapa. Rapapa says,
kadei achilas pras is 18 minutes.
No, we said it's between 2 and 9. Between 2 and 9. So Amalei Rapapa, Hanach Latuma Gevia, leave alone Tumas Gevia. Tumas Gevia is Tumah of the goof, of the inside, because that's the Lav Doraisa. That is not a Din Doraisa, so Chamur Meko. Yeah, if you eat this amount, you get Tumas goof, but only if you eat it in the short period. So Gemara then questions, does Rapapa really hold that Tumas Gevia is a Din Doravanan? Omiya Amalei Rapapa Haki. Hak Sev, we have the Pasuk says, below Sitamu bahem v'nit mesem bum v'amar papa mikan shetumas gevia d'oraisa. So Papa seems to hold that this tumas gevia, this tumah of the guf, by eating ochel tameh is a din d'oraisa. So we're saying not din d'oraisa. It's midrabanan across machta b'alma. It's a din d'rabanan, and he just used the pasuk as an asmachta. So in a chanami, bottom line is the shear on to be liable on Yom Kippur is eating a koseves tochadei achilas pras. The shear of drinking, which I don't know if the drink is also kadei achilas pras, but the shear of drinking is more subjective. It's based on each individual's melo lugma, which is one cheekful we established according to Beis Hillel. Okay.
And how much time?
No, that's what I said. I don't know whether it's totally achilas pras or not. I think it would take less time to drink some that amount than to eat it. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah then said that all food items are mitzarif to a kusevis. You know, if I have a little bit of chicken, a little bit of meat, put them all together, it equals kusevis. You don't view individuals. So the Gemara now says different cases where you may not have thought that they would be mitzarif. Amar Papa, achal umtsa umilcha. So you ate the meat with the salt. So the meat itself didn't equal kusevis, but with the salt on it equals kusevis. Right? So then your afa gav to lava chilihi, even though salt by itself is not considered a food. If I would have eaten a kusevis of salt, that wouldn't have counted, but once I put it on the meat, then it combines with the meat. Right, kaven the achli inshi mitzarfim. But since this is a derech that people eat this meat with the salt on it, so then it's mitzarif. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says another din. Tzir shal gabe yerek al gabe yorek mitzarif the kokosebes biyom kipurim. I guess this is the sort of the liquid that's on top of the vegetables that is mitzaref to for Kusavas Yom Kippur, even though that liquid by itself is, we'll see. So it's pshita, it's pashut. That's how you eat the yarek. You eat it with this liquid. So what is Rish Lakish coming to add? So mal detema mashkehu, you maybe said that this liquid is a drink. So drinks do not combine with the food. Okay, kamash malan kol achshuri uchla uchlahu. Now since it's you're right, separately it would be a drink, but once it's coming to accompany the food, it gets the status of the food, and therefore it is mitzarif to the shear of the food. Okay, so now the Gemara brings another halacha of Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish says ha'ochel achila gasa fi itis. You're stuffed and you're eating. Rashi brings down the case is that, look at Rashi in the second wide line. So achal leili Yom Kippurim al asav. You stuffed yourself like crazy on Erev Yom Kippur. Shai asav misuda shivsigba. And then comes Yom Kippur and it starts. The kol masha achal mishachashicha achil gasa hayso v'shmol l'hana. Then you continue eating afterwards. Because if you eat achil gasa on Yom Kippur, well, until you get to the achil gasa part, you're liable. But the only time you have a non-liability case is when the entire achil is achil gasa. When is that? I'm stuffed Erev Yom Kippur, and then first right into Yom Kippur I eat, and then there's no liability there because it's a chila gasa. So Amar Reish Lakish, ha'ochel chila gasa b'Yom Kippurim pater. You're pater, my taima. What is the reason why you're pater? Because the pasuk says asher lo siunexiv, that it takes away. You have to have inoy, right? The prat lemazik, and eating a chila gasa is not taking away your inoy, it's actually damaging to you. It's not beneficial to you. You don't get any hana from it. You get nothing from it. It's just disgusting, right? Rashi says, "Prat lemazik lezeh she'ena mevata mimenu shum inoy al dei achilu zu." You're not removing any inoy via this achila. Ela mazik hu es ha'ochlin ves atzmo. I don't know what that means. You're mazik to ochlin and yourself. What does it mean, mazik to ochlin? But it's not getting any benefit. You're not removing any inoy by eating when you're at this point of being stuffed. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Reish Lakish, Rav Yirmiyah says in the name of Reish Lakish, Zar she'achal truma b'achil gasa. Okay, so you have a non-Kohen who eats truma b'achil gasa. He's stuffed to the gills, and then he eats truma. So that he gave hana from the truma. He didn't. So what he did is he stole the truma from the Kohen. He's got to pay that back. But what about the Chomesh? So he says, Mishalem es ha-keren v'ein mishalem es ha-chomesh. He has to pay back the Keren. He doesn't have to pay back the Chomesh because it says, Ki yochal. You pay back the Chomesh when you eat truma. This guy didn't eat truma. Prat lemazik, he was mazik the truma and mazik himself because he didn't eat it. It was disgusting. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zar shekoses seorim shel truma. So I think this means he chews raw barley stalks. I think right, is that what he's doing here? He's chewing the raw barley shel truma again. Mishalim es hakeren ve'im mishalim es hachomesh. He has to pay back the keren because he took that from the kohen, but he doesn't have to pay the chomesh because by the chomesh it says ki yochel prat lemazik, not a mazik. And this guy is damaging. It's disgusting to eat this. It's a mazik. Next case. Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Yochanan, zar shebala shezifin shel truma. So the zar swallow, I don't know what shezifin are. He says prunish. Plums?
Plums of Truma.
Like P-L-U-M-B-S?
No, P-L-U-M-S.
All right.
Swallow them without chewing.
Without chewing them, right? V'hikion. And then he vomits them when they're full, right? V'achlan acher. And somebody else comes and eats them. And I don't know what the Metzia says, but someone else, it's like ABC gum, my kids always talk about. You know, I've already been chewed. ABC. You never kids ever did that? ABC gum. I've already been chewed. So, v'hikion, right, v'achon acher, and somebody else ate them. So, Rishon, the first person who ate them, mishalim keren v'chomesh. He has to pay keren v'chomesh because that's considered derech achila. But, Shani, the second one, ain mishalim el demei eitz l'mishal mavad. So now, when the first one eats it, what happened? So, he was kone it. He's stolen. He's kone b'shinoi. He's kone it. So, it's his. So, the second guy comes and eats it. So, what does the second guy have to pay the first guy? What does he pay him? He doesn't pay the value of the food because it's not food anymore. It's disgusting. He has to pay the value of what it would be to use at what its value would be as firewood. Because it's just it may
eat him. Stealing
it from the first guy? Because once the first guy stole it from the Kohen, it became his. Because right. That's Shina Kohen. We get to that above
the
Matzio.
The first guy wants to eat this again?
The first guy ate the Truma.
Plum.
And then he spat it out. Right. And then guy number two comes and ate it.
Isn't that Hefker? He spit it out. Why wouldn't it be Hefker?
Why is it Hefker? It's still his.
He spit it out. He didn't want it.
Who says he didn't want it? He wants to suck on it.
The first, spit it out.
Right, he sucked it in, didn't spat it out. Who says it's hefker? Don't say the words hefker. Where are you that? Rashi says, Rishon Mishalon Ker Mechomet, Sha'afi Derech Achilasan, V'sheni Mishalon Bei Eitel Rishon, Sharei Kana HaRishon V'Nishchai V'Tash Lumehen. The first guy was Konit, and now he's obligated to pay. V'hein Einon Riulios Od Elalasaka. And these things are now only royal to be used as firewood, because they're not food anymore, because they were once put in the mouth.
The first guy wants to use this now for something.
For something else. So whatever it could be used for, but the second guy eats it, so he's not really eating it, but he stole it. So what does he pay back?
A gonev min a ganev
is putter to the first guy.
Yeah, so we're saying that you have to pay him.
He's paying the second guy. Look at Rashi. Sharei kanan harishon min the rishon was chayev to pay, so now that becomes his. It's his item. The second guy steals from him.
No,
the rishon is the first guy who stole. Right,
which guy's it?
So the second guy pays the first. So you have the first guy pays the kohen, the second guy pays the first guy.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'll stop here.
He went to Florida. How did he get so sick?